Well, welcome into Thursday's local live radio hour. I'm your host, David Keyes, and it's a beautiful, was a beautiful sunny day when I came in. It's a little cloudy now again, and it seems like for some reason the clouds follow Lost in the 50s for at least one day, so maybe that'll be all taken care of today, but it's going to be a great weekend. In fact, my first guest will be Carolyn Gleason, who has been the promoter, the organizer, the main push for Lost in the 50s for 38 years, so we're going to come right back and talk to her in a little bit. We also have Katie Cox coming in from the Kinnexu Land Trust, very busy person these days. They've got an innovative program for housing in North Idaho, but mostly Bonner County, and she's making a difference. And last but not least, we have Lisa Bond from SASE, that's the Sandpoint Area Seniors. She'll be here to wrap up the day. What I'm going to do, though, I'm going to take a quick break now, and we're going to bring in Carolyn Gleason and company to talk about Lost in the 50s, so we'll catch you after the break.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main. We are quickly approaching our first full-service summer. That said, we are looking for hardworking, community-minded individuals to join our staff and create amazing guest experiences. We are hiring for all kitchen positions, dishwasher, prep, salad, grill, and saute, as well as front-of-the-house servers, bartenders, hosts, bussers, and barbacks. Pick up an application or drop off your resume at 113 Main or call us at 208-946-5309.
55 million women in the U.S. are currently experiencing menopause. The M Factor, Shredding the Silence on Menopause, explores the hidden impact of menopause on women's lives. With evidence-based information, the film empowers women to make informed decisions and remove the stigma around menopause and aging. Please join Bonner General Health for a free screening on Thursday, May 15th at 6 p.m. at the Panada Theater. Grab your girlfriends and let's shred the silence on menopause together. Reserve your seat through Eventbrite or visit bonnergeneral.org.
Summertime and sunshine is synonymous with the great outdoors and enjoying all it has to offer. At Winter Ridge, it also is synonymous with access to delicious, fresh fish. We are excited to be rolling out a weekly fresh fish offering. Each Tuesday in the meat department, we will be featuring a rotating weekly fish, limited quantities, specialty varieties that'll add a splash of something new to your at-home menu. Cast your line with us each Tuesday and catch something new. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
Vesely, give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
News Talk 97.1.
.1 KSPT. I am Al Brady. It's good to be with you this afternoon. We are broadcasting amongst famous people in town. Yes, indeed. She has been hosting Lost in the 50s since its inception in 1986. We met some years later, but I've been coming out here to the Northwest for the last 13 of those years. Carolyn Gleason, you are who you are. Everybody knows you as Miss Rock and Roll.
Well, they know me.
Close, nice and close there, Carolyn. There you are.
We
We know that they probably call me other things too.
Just as you get closer to the event, you know.
Pizza Queen, maybe. I don't know.
That's right.
I'm just me.
Well, welcome. I'm glad you're all here. And what a great introduction, having a real radio voice here. My goodness.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, this was an inspiration of he walks through the door and he's a radio man. And I said, my friend, we're going to go play on the radio.
That's fun. It really is. And it's all about fun with Lost in the 50s, too.
Hey,
my goodness,
it's
Carolyn.
It's the whole weekend.
It is. And it really starts today, right? I mean, there's a little bit of a sign-up day today and all that at Connie's, I think.
Yep. They're doing a little thing that's welcome. Party.
Good.
And I don't know how many car show people will end up to be here.
Right.
You know, so they really roll through town tomorrow.
Well, good. Yeah. And then we have the big impromptu car parade that still starts at 5 o'clock.
You call that impromptu?
I kind of do. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot of. That's Friday night. Starts at 6 at the Sandpoint High School. Everybody's been asking online, can you send me a map? It's been the same for, we didn't start there.
Oh.
We moved around a lot, and the police kept going, that's not going to work, that's not going to work. And we ended up at the high school, and it's been that probably for...
Well, what a perfect staging area, too.
It really is. Yes.
And so with Northwest Auto Body right across the street, basically, we have that barbecue going on at the same time.
And
so.
Usually Gomi at the tire shop, Gripshin Tires, he usually does tacos. He's not going to do it this year.
He's not?
No, he's not.
That
he's
means
taking a year off.
We're going to have more people at our place, then I better double the orders now. Huh?
That's all right. But Gomi's on my side. He's been a supporter for a very long time,
absolutely
too.
Great guy, too, for sure.
He is.
So the car show is the car show, but some people sometimes forget about the nighttime activities, the concerts.
Yeah.
And you've got two of them coming.
From growth from beginning to end, there were more days in there than that. But as time goes on, money gets tighter and people are, I don't I hate to say it, but dying off.
Sure.
You know, you don't have the same clientele. We put it back down to two nights of entertainment.
Perfect.
And my favorite band in the whole wide world. And we wouldn't have half of what we have if we didn't have Rocky and the Rollers.
Right, right.
I mean, this is like coming home for them.
Right.
And I absolutely love it because I don't have to fly to Florida. But with Rocky's help, you call him Rocky or Jerry, either one, we get the stars that we want. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out for a lot of years for us.
So which night is he performing?
Both nights.
Oh, I didn't know.
They get to open up every night, and they will close every night.
Wonderful.
So on Friday night, the doors open at 6:30, and all the music starts at 7:30.
Okay.
And that's Rocky and the Rollers. And then on Friday night, we have a new group to us, not to the world, the Modern Gentlemen. They are some of the nicest guys that I haven't met. I've just text back and forth and so forth. They're excited about being here. And I'm hoping that Sandpoint and the area will partake in coming out to both of these concerts. That's part of what we have always done. When I started this, it was first about the music. And then I went and I grabbed people that I knew and said, will you please bring your car down?
Music first, car second. Isn't that funny?
I know.
Some people
now,
don't even know. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Can I interject
that, for sure.
On the Modern Gentleman? Because may not be the most recognizable name.
Definitely.
But if I mention to you Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
All over it, yes.
These are the Four Seasons.
Oh.
After the original three guys bowed out, retired, Bob Gaudio doesn't perform anymore, he writes songs. Frankie Valli, still going out on tour at 91 years of age, he uses four guys. Because their harmonies are so wonderful. That's them.
Wow.
So you're getting Frankie Valli without Frankie Valli, but you're getting the Four Seasons, separately known as the Modern Gentlemen.
You are getting people that play Vegas, Broadway, I mean, big arenas. What people don't understand, they are here at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, folks.
Right. How do we find tickets? I mean, are there tickets available still?
Well, yes, there's lots of tickets available.
And how do you get those tickets?
Well, you can call in to the office, 208-265-5678. It's there's usually somebody there, and if you leave a message, they'll call you back and take it. You can go I'd prefer at this point in time not going online to buy the tickets, only because you can buy them at the car show.
Okay.
You will be able to buy them, but that's Saturday. So we will have tickets available at the door no matter.
Okay. The door might best bet at this point, you think?
Well, at this point, just don't think that you can't get in.
Right, right.
Because we sell tickets at the door. The pre-ticket stuff helps me pay the down payments and then get all the gear, get all the guys lined up.
Right.
When people walk in and they see it's a production.
Right, right.
They don't realize, and it starts out at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, which is, it's not what you'd call the prettiest venue in the world, but.
But you make it into something.
Hey, 40 years of it.
Absolutely.
What can I say?
My goodness.
40 years. Minus two, because that was COVID.
Oh, that's why you're at the number. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So we keep saying 38 years, but...
Yep, no, it is.
But 48 calendar years stopped because of something you couldn't control.
No, I couldn't control it, but I did something about it. I did parking lot parties.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
In fact, Al, at one point in time, I sent some stuff to him, and he made me a little... thumb drives and so forth. I plugged that into a big boom box. I mean, the roller type boom box. It was rocking. The parking lot was rocking.
It's good to have friends in high places, isn't it? My goodness.
All the way from Florida. Just send me this much.
So, Al, what is your role this weekend? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I'm going to host the shows, both shows. I usually start out in the first hour asking a lot of old trivia questions, have fun. People start shouting, singing. A little audience participation, but for the most part, I come on, introduce all the acts, and then at the car show, you hear me on the PA system for the most part, pretty much all day, not quite all day, and then, I do old-time rock and roll. I worked with Wolfman Jack for so many years.
How about that?
And I've learned how to imitate him, so occasionally... I'm on the radio doing stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? It's your Wolfman Jack. Come on out to the car show. We're going to have a good time with rock and roll, baby. So
something like that.
Something like that. You'll hear that. And, of course, Saturday night, Peter Noon, who is one of the best performers. He has been highly rated through all of the rock and roll history as one of the most prolific live entertaining guys.
How about that?
And from the British
Invasion.
I'm
going to tell you a little secret about Mr. Bobby V, which he's been gone for a while. But he was my very first person that I brought into this town. And I asked him at the end of everything. He had been here five times.
But oh, wow.
I asked him, I said, okay, who would you bring in if you were to say to me?
Pick somebody, right?
Pick somebody.
Right.
And he says, hands down, Peter Noon.
Really?
And wow. That was... Wow. First 5 years.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I didn't get him until the 25th year.
Yeah.
And when I actually saw him perform and do it, he's off the charts.
Yeah.
And I keep trying every year to book him again, and he's always booked. He's always booked out.
So do we assume, since it's so close to home, that it's not going to be like this professional act? Is that what happens, you think, with some people?
Well,
That's why they don't go?
I don't know.
You think? Because I've been out there a few times, and it's fun. It's fun. Even if it's not your number one music genre, I mean, it's still fun to watch everybody out there.
Rocky and the Rollers will do
everything.
They do everything. Yeah. People have an idea what Lost in the 50s means. Okay, they're all old. They don't know nothing. It's a feeling. It isn't about, it's not just the 1950s.
Right.
It reaches out. How did we get rock and roll to begin with?
Well, think about the rock and roll era.
Right.
It's 1955, basically, to 1985.
Right, right.
And that's 85. The entire genre of music that Rocky and the Rollers will perform.
Right.
Because they do Cool and the Gang. They do Chicago.
Uh-huh.
They'll do Huey Lewis and the News. But they'll also do Rock Around the Clock and Freddie Cannon and, you name it.
Something for everybody.
Exactly.
Something. Good.
If you want to come out and relive your youth... Yeah, Friday night and Saturday night are two nights that you're going to be able to do that.
It's wonderful.
The perception, though, is it's just, it's old people. It's, just...
Well, I heard a rumor, and tell me if this is true, that there were a lot of old people like last year out there, and the meals were catered by Meals on Wheels. Was that true?
Not true? You know what? I think I had one of those.
Okay, good. Not that old, I guess. Okay.
No. That's good stuff.
It, We just, this is what keeps us going. Sponsors,
right?
Donations. We sell t-shirts. We sell tickets to the shows. We're a nonprofit.
Right.
I go out there. I'm going to give Mike White Ford a shout out on your program.
Do it.
Yeah. I went out there after he had made a donation, and it wasn't him. It was his...
the local manager, yes. Probably.
Mm-hmm. And he's wonderful.
Good. Good.
I said, I came with my hands down like this, and I said, I want more. And he looks at me and says, did I forget to give you the check? I said, no. I need a truck. I need a car. And yeah. they did it.
Well, and you've seen it before, Carolyn, too, where the town surrounds you and lifts you up right at the end to make it happen. So the best place people could help you to make money would be donations, of course. But would it be showing up at the shows? Would that be the best?
Showing up at the shows, okay, mean everything to what we do.
Okay.
It gets us over the finish line.
Okay.
There are so many sponsors and so many good people. I mean, Les Schwab has jumped in big time. Absolutely positive. And I've got a new Spirit of Sandpoint coming down the road in a little red T-bird. So
wonderful.
Everybody will know who that person is the minute they see him. But, oh, whoops.
Oops, him. So now we know 50% of the world isn't that person.
Anyway, okay. No, going to the shows. Just going and enjoying. When people ask me, well, what is the parade cost? You really don't want to know what the parade costs. You want to know if you have to buy into it.
Right.
No, I don't want to do that. Do we have donation buckets? Yes, we do. Throw a five, throw whatever you want. There's no forcing somebody to do
right.
a price.
You have expenses, though, with that as well, with flaggers and such.
Flaggers,
right?
And so forth. Yeah. It's a large part of what
right.
we do.
Right.
And it can vary.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like to put those numbers up there, you know.
Oh, no, I know that.
They're
that,
very high.
I'm sure. In fact, but your dedication to keep coming back every year and making it better all the time, too. How many cars do you think you will have this year?
Well, Rob and I had an argument.
Okay.
And a bet. He bet 600. Wow. Now, you're looking at the weather. Okay, you guys out there in car land, I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's pouring. We're going to be in the streets. So get your butt down there. But the weather will change people.
Sure.
And, of course, people, things happen. My car broke down. I can't make it. All of those things. I say we have been averaging somewhere around 475
okay.
cars.
And that's a large show compared to other.
Yeah, but we used to have them bigger.
Really?
Well, okay. There are a ton more car shows out there. When I first started this in 86,
right.
car shows, I knew nothing. Nothing. Gentleman comes up to me any year. How many car shows do you go to a year? And I go, one. And they go, which one? And I go, well, you're looking at it.
I'm the one.
I'm the only one. It was just one of those things. It was like, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to make them happy.
Yeah.
When I changed into a gold record for the trophies, it was trying to make them feel like rock stars.
Cool.
The music and the cars go together.
Right, right.
All those guys that drive that car, they listen to that stuff. A little country, a little other stuff, but anyway.
Very good. Well, Al, why don't you give us the... you can do the Wolfman Jack talking it up, the concerts again, find some tickets and how to get down there and all that good stuff.
Well, I'll try
in
to
30 seconds or less. Go.
All right. It's rock and roll. You got it. Friday and Saturday. It is the best of Lost in the 50s. Come on out. See the Modern Gentlemen and Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits, backed by Rocky and the Rollers. We'll see you there. And if you're not there, you're square.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You've all lightened up the room tonight. It was beautiful. I look forward to seeing you around, too. And again, great job on keeping this thing going. I mean, 38 years of shows, 40 years of being committed to it. My goodness, Carolyn.
And we have the same people, unless they're gone out of our world. They have stuck with me.
Your volunteer group. Yep, yeah. We can name all of them.
And we get new ones.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people downtown that have jumped in as well. So it takes a village.
Well, it takes somebody to lead that village, too. You're the mayor of that village, so thank you for what you've done. And again, let's have a great show here. I think we'll get rid of all the clouds and a little bit of liquid stuff maybe today.
We're not going to allow that Saturday gets rained out. We've had rain a lot of times on the parade, but it's quit for the car show.
It has. It's funny though. There's always one.
Cross your fingers.
Oh, I know. I'm looking forward to it. Really, really are. Again, buy those tickets. Maybe help support Carolyn and the group, and go downtown on Saturday and Sunday and check out these loves of these people's lives. My goodness gracious, some of these cars are just world class. They really are. So we're gonna take a break now, though.
Oh, one last shot.
Go ahead.
One last shot because we have a personality coming in, Mr. Dennis Gage. He's got a program on TV, etc., and he's a car dude, and he's. You know, he'll be here all weekend. He's going to the party tonight. He'll be out and about on Friday. He'll be there at the car show all day. He's even going to have his own trophy to give.
I know his show, too. What is it? It's. I've seen it. Yeah, I know. Any guess?
No.
Anyway, it's worth watching. Not memorable, but a good show. Yeah.
So a little personality there, and he'll ask, you know, everyone can ask him questions, do whatever. He'll be in the parade.
Great.
Great. Rob's going to take him in his car in the parade.
Great. Well, again, thank you for coming today. It's great. We're going to take a break now, and then when I come back, our tag's over there looking at me. Good, that's perfect. We'll be talking with Katie Cox from the Kinixu Land Trust. They're doing some great things in our community, and we're going to get a quick update on that, and maybe we'll talk her into coming to one of the nights there. You never know.
Peter Noon.
All right.
Baby. Well, modern gentleman. Perfect. Come on.
We'll see you after the break.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. Our Go the Extra Mile service means more hustle, less hassle. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included with every tire we sell. We're talking more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's why you get more from less. Book an appointment at LesSchwab.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-9532. 800-298-9532. Again, that's 800-298-9532.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? We got parts. Product availability? Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select brake pads for $10 more, or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Well, thanks for coming back and welcome to Thursday's Live Radio Hour. I am your host, David Keyes. And I've got a special guest coming in. Hard to beat the last guest, Katie, but they were fun. We did Wolfman Jack stuff. We did all sorts of fun stuff. You probably heard it out there. But Katie Cox has been now executive director of the Kinnick-Sue Land Trust for how long now?
6 years.
6 years.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And it's been fun to watch what you've done. I mean, everything from the Sled Hill to Pine Street Woods to back to your basics of really putting land away and saving it for the future generations. My goodness. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
I know you are.
I love being on the radio. I do. I truly do.
It's a different genre for sure. It is fun for sure. I think I want to talk first, if you don't mind, about what's going on in Priest River with that housing. It's not a project, but it's a proposal that you've done. The houses are made and it's ready to go.
Houses are done.
Tell us about it.
Yes. So I probably, because people might be thoroughly confused, having heard that I'm with Kinnick-Sue Land Trust and then hearing the word housing, I probably should go back. And yes, Kinnick-Sue Land Trust is unlike your ordinary land trust in the work that we do. We absolutely do. The foundational work that we do is that what you spoke about, private land conservation, working with individuals who voluntarily choose to put their land in conservation. But we were finding one of the things we love to do is listen closely to our community. And if you were here around 2020, 2021, and even before that, we knew that we were coming up and sort of coming in to face a housing issue. And then it was exacerbated as we had all this in-migration. And what we were feeling at the land trust in terms of the work that we do is that we were finding that people, when you can't afford to live in your own community, then a lot of things happen because of that. One of the things that happens is that you start getting people and they just move further afield, just enough, far enough out to where they can start getting into land potentially that is a price that they can afford. And typically, as they move north, as they move east, west, south, they're moving into our landscape. And so we're getting more a higher concentration of homes built in places where historically they have been wildlife corridors, places where it's protected because of, it should be protected because of water source. So we were finding more and more people not being able to live here locally. And so they were using up, we were finding subdivision of land further afield. We were also finding it starts to fragment your community. If you can't live here, that means that when you end work at 5 o'clock, you're not going down to Farm and Park and going to the farmer's market and then going to the movie that's at the Panada. Instead, you're sitting in your car and you're commuting and you're doing your stuff at home and you're disconnecting from your community. And we all know one of the reasons we love to live in this region is because we have a vibrant community. Right. So we were witnessing this happening. We were hearing from, we work with a myriad of partners. We were hearing from our partners the sort of frustration as our housing prices reached all the way up to $825,000 for a median house price in an area where an average median income can serve to purchase about somewhere in the $300,000 to $400,000 range, right? And so we were hearing this frustration and we as a organization thought, okay, we may have a role to play because this isn't being solved. And as we went out into the community, we found that we didn't have the organization that was ready and prepared to solve this issue. We even went out regionally into Spokane, into Coeur d'Alene. They were experiencing this issue themselves. So we stepped in, and we stepped in through first having a community conversation, bringing the idea of a community land trust. Very different from a conservation land trust, but then some similarities where the land is held in trust by the organization. The homes are built on top of it, and you sell the homes. You put a deed restriction on them so that you're serving that portion of your community. So in this case, serving the 80 to 120% average median income. So those people that are our firefighters, our police department, our teachers, the people that work at the grocery stores, the people that serve you in the restaurants, that's who these homes were built for. So we built 6 houses in Priest River, ready to open as a community land trust for 6 families.
Wow. Well, and they're completed now.
They're completed now.
And you're looking for applicants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the application period is open. And we actually, I was just telling David this yesterday, we actually have expanded. At first, we kept the zip codes of those who could apply. Those were predominantly, those zip codes were in and around the Priest River area, because we wanted to first see, is there a need great enough in Priest River in order to take on these homes? We have since expanded that region, because we can talk about some of the challenges that we have found in doing this project, but we've expanded the region to all of Bonner County. So now, right now, it's open to all of Bonner County. We will do our first lottery draw June 1st. These homes are $260,000. They're three bedroom, two bath, 1,500 square feet, a little bit, 1,585, in a beautiful neighborhood connected to the river, right in the heart where you can ride your bike downtown to Priest River. So it's a $260,000 house meant to serve that 80 to 120% average median income. So if you have if you earn a salary as a household between 60 and, or it's around, it's on our website, it's around $95,000. It just expanded. It was limited more before this. If you earn a income in that area, you don't have any other real estate, you are at least a family of three, you can enter into the lottery. You can first sign up to show your interest. That's the first step. The second step is to be qualified for a mortgage at $260,000. We also have an additional down payment of between $5,000 to $10,000. So if you fit this, and you've been looking for a home, you want to get your application in ASAP. Our applications are now at. I just looked last Monday. We have another 15 people in. Doesn't mean all those 15 will qualify. Those 15 right. need to go through the process and be qualified for a mortgage. So the time is short now. Mm-hmm. So if you're hearing me out there, you want a beautiful new home in the $260,000 price range, go on to our website at Kinnexu Land Trust, kinnexu.org, or our partners. So we have partnered, that's a longer story, but we've partnered with Leap Housing, who's now coming up and working in this region. So Leap Housing, down out of Boise, you'll find the Priest River project there. You can also find it on another partner, Bonner Community Housing Agency. So we've given you three places to look, but if you have any trouble, call us at Kinnexu Land Trust.
Absolutely. And what a good reach for you. I mean, to do something that's totally... Do other land trusts do this? I mean, is this something new to the...
This is something that the land trust organizations are trying to move, you know, some of them are trying to move more into this area. The one other land trust that I know about that does this is down in Athens, Georgia. So there's one conservation land trust doing this work. Wow. They're exploring it now through, I'm helping down the executive director down in Wood River. Also, the executive director, Wood River Land Trust, does Haley-Sun Valley area, which you can imagine is also experiencing some of the same issues, as well as down in Driggs with the Teton Regional Land Trust. They are exploring it. So many are exploring it now, and I've told them all, I'm happy to help you walk through the process because it looks different. It looks different for each community. So for our community, there was no one doing this work. If there was somebody that was doing this work, we would have leaned into them and said, how can we support you? How can we get grants? How can we go help you find land? We didn't have that. But now, given that Leap Housing down in Boise just expanded their mission to go statewide, we welcomed them into this project because it's not our goal to stay doing this work for the life, you know, the life of the land trust.
Sure.
It is our goal to be the catalyst to get this off the ground, to get it, you know, we say, in the next 10 years, we'd like to have 100 homes that are community land trust homes. We are partnering with Leap to make that happen. We are going to be partner with them hand in hand for the next 5 years and then launch them as well.
Wonderful. And what a good launch. My goodness. So next time we talk, it'll be 100% occupancy. It'll be taken care of and it'll make changes in these lives of our neighbors and friends.
Absolutely. We'll be able to tell you the stories of who's in the homes.
Yeah. And there'll be successful stories too. You're also busy. Pine Street Woods yesterday. That was fun. We cut a ribbon at the shelter out there and it was fun afternoon. It really was. The gnats and the mosquitoes were chomping on us a bit at first, but it was just a great entrance to the Pine Street Woods
Absolutely. And we have to commend Rotary, the Rotary organization out of Sandpoint, who are partnered with us on that project, raised all the money, all the funding in order to put the welcome shelter up. And it now provides a beautiful place where you can go and sit down and wait for your friend to go for hiking with.
Absolutely.
You can shelter under there in the case of a massive storm like yesterday. Like, how nice is that, that we have that space?
Right.
And just go in there to see any, you know, any trail updates or read the map. And
the maps are
go.
In there too, which is great. Mm-hmm. People didn't wait for the ribbon to be cut. They were already using it before we came up there. And it was just fun to watch that energy and just, you know, the future, driving out there, going for a hike, you know, cycling out there. It's just a great family thing. And if you haven't been out there, and I know there's a few people who haven't, you know, you look for entertainment here that's not expensive. It doesn't cost anything. It costs getting in your car, grabbing the kids or grandkids or the dog, and going out for a nice walk out there and then exploring from there. So, Katie Cox, thank you for coming. It was great spending time with you again.
Thanks for having me, David.
You bet. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Lisa Bond from Sassy will be here to talk about all things old geezer stuff. So.
Awesome. Enjoy your conversation with Lisa. I adore her.
Catch you after the break. Thank you.
Bye.
Are you feeling down? Let's talk about it. We get it. Life can be tough. When you're feeling depressed or anxious, just getting through the day can seem like an endless uphill struggle. Coping with emotional problems is hard enough without the added worry of getting the right kind of help. If you're experiencing mental or emotional challenges, a group class at Kinnick-Sue Community Health can be one of the most beneficial methods in fostering a better recovery. Learn more at kchni.org.
Sugar Tooth on the Cedar Street Bridge is your one-stop shop for all your sweet needs. Find local chocolates made on-site using ethically sourced cocoa, international candy, drinks, and snacks from more than 10 countries. Sugar Tooth's homemade bestsellers, caramel apple, truffles, Bigfoot bars, and of course the classic pecan turtle. Sugar Tooth has also a variety of vegetarian and vegan-friendly options. Stop by Sugar Tooth's sweet shop on the Cedar Street Bridge. Open 7 days a week.
Considering a new career? Alta Forest Products has the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill, offering one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs at altafp.com.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonner's Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, welcome back to Live Thursday Radio. What a great show we've had today, and we're going to finish off with our star. In fact, Lisa, thank you for coming in, and every time we talk, I really enjoy it.
My pleasure.
Oh, thank you, and I've really enjoyed watching you take the mantle, too, of the Geezer Forum and keeping that going. How cool is that?
It's been fun.
And also the work, of course, you do at the Senior Center here too. So
yes.
Let's talk about the Geezer Forum for a second. You had a great crowd last one, and you covered some great things.
Yep.
But you're going on hiatus for a while?
Yeah, so we'll take June, July, and August off so everybody can play and have friends in from out of town and engage in all the summer activities. But watch for September. We will start the second week in September, the second Tuesday of the month at 2:30.
But you're still doing your column in the Daily Bee.
I am doing the column in the Daily Bee. I love writing.
Do you like that? Is it fun?
I do. I have a love affair with words, uh-huh. If you hadn't noticed.
I hadn't noticed. Okay. And hats. You have
a
fashion sense for sure. So, has it been fun taking Paul's mantle? I mean, has it been
well, I think I said this before, that they were big shoes to fill. So for a while, I felt a little floppy, kind of walking around wondering what I was doing and how to get the community collaboration. But everybody has been so wonderfully supportive. And the idea of keeping the Geezer Forum going was on everyone's heart. And in fact, they are likely to start one down in Coeur d'Alene as well. They're working, and I'm consulting with them on starting one in Coeur d'Alene.
Good. And maybe sharing talent too, right? You were talking about maybe some experts could pop back and forth between the forums.
Yeah, and depending on the topic, people are interested in some and maybe not others, and so a variety of people show up for the events. But mostly we're interested in expounding on seniors in the community and also the senior services that are the most valuable for the seniors in the area.
When we last spoke, you didn't quite know where funding was going to go and all this. Any more clarity on that? Or is everything copacetic right now?
For Geezer Forum?
No, for your other gig.
Yeah.
Your real gig.
Now we're talking the Senior Center. Well, you know, of course, what I'm going to say, David, is that we always accept donations, and we're looking for the supportive donors of the community. We managed to raise just under $30,000 on our most recent fundraiser, and it's extremely helpful. Wow. Part of that was through the Live Give 7B and Idaho Gives, and then the wonderful generosity of this community. So we rely on that, because really only 1/4 of our funding comes from any sort of government support, and that's through the Area Agency on Aging, specifically for the meals.
Okay.
So.
And that's solid so far?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. We just keep charging forward. And again, relying on the community.
And back to the Geezer Forum for a second. There's no charge for that. Your probably only expense is the venue, more than likely.
That is correct. We have a small fee, but they are so gracious at Marigold Bistro of having a really reasonable rate for that space.
Good. Yeah. And it is a nice space. Good parking, all that good stuff there.
Yeah.
So, good. Well, you'll have the whole summer off then. You probably won't have much to do.
Oh, no, I won't have the summer off. You know better than that, David.
So what else is going on at our favorite senior center?
Well, you know, the very next event is our Father's Day barbecue. So Father's Day weekend on June 14th, we are having a fun and boisterous barbecue. We're going to be raffling off a barbecue grill that's also doubles as a smoker. We'll have the band BTP. So if you're familiar with BTP, those folks will be playing in the parking lot, and we'll have fun and food, and that will be a nice kickoff for the Father's Day weekend.
And some hot rods maybe there, it looks like, with injectors?
Absolutely. Yeah. The injectors will have cars there and showing their all their work that they've been doing all year.
Right, right. They'll have survived Lost in the 50s and bounced back for another show and tell there.
That's right. Wax their cars and bring them on in.
Very good. So if a person wants to buy a ticket, I guess they find you?
Well, you can buy them there. So when you get there, also you can come into the Senior Center, and they're $12 a ticket.
Right. And you can buy them ahead of time.
You can get them ahead of time, and $6 for kids 10 and under.
Well, how about that? Think about this. You could buy a ticket, a raffle ticket for Dad to win a smoker / barbecue.
That's
for
right.
Father's Day.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. Well, very, very good. And it looks like it's sponsored by Alpine Motors and Eden Health, too.
That's
so
correct.
You're getting some co-sponsors to help you, too.
Absolutely. So Alpine Motors, they contributed and are helping with the advertising, and Eden Health has been very gracious to support the band.
Good, 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 good. Is it hard to find co-sponsors for things you do?
Not really. I think that one of the things that happens for folks is they really enjoy supporting events, and it's fun to come because they will likely send volunteers to help serve, and right. And so it really brings the community together in a supportive way.
Yeah. No, it's fun to watch again. And I have been, Marlisa, my wife, and I went driving around town a couple nights ago, and I hadn't driven past on Main Street there, how that comes together at the senior center. Yeah. And I kept thinking, I haven't been in there for a while. So
what's keeping you, David?
I don't know. I work and life and all that.
Right.
For sure. So if a person wants to just come in for a meal or come in just to check it out, do they just stop in?
You absolutely can stop in. We recommend that you give us a call that morning if you can, if you know that you're coming in. Meal starts at 11:30, so the salad bar opens between 11 and 11:15. Sit down. The meal is brought to you. You can check out the menu by taking a look at our online webpage at sandpointareaseniors.org. And we also will mail out newsletters if you're interested. So come in, have a meal, starts at 11:30, meet some folks, hang out. It's really about, as you know, David, for me, it's about the connection.
It is, for sure. The price of a meal is what?
There is no charge. It's by donation only. So $7 is the recommended donation, but anyone who is 60 or over and needs a meal can stop in.
Wow. Again, it's finding that bridge, isn't it, to get people in there the first time? Mm-hmm. Because when I've come there a few times before your time, but you know, I would stop in just to check it out, mm-hmm. and I would see, oh, that was so and so, because of running the newspaper, yeah. like I did. You know, I knew a lot of people, and all of a sudden they got older, and yeah. they wanted to find community, and so I've probably spent way too much time just chatting it up with a bunch of people I hadn't seen for years.
There is no such thing as too much. You know, it's interesting, David, too. We see people come in and it's their first time. And as soon as they walk in, inevitably they recognize one, two, three, four people right there in that room that they've known for years or they knew years ago and just haven't seen them in all these years.
Then that energy picks up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a special moment. Mm-hmm. And you wish you could find a way to get that hook so people would come in to do that. And again, I think your attitude, the great food, the openness that you have there, hopefully that bridges that gap.
Yeah, and we are seeing increasing numbers. And I think the biggest part of it is overcoming the stigma of I'm not old enough to come to the senior center.
Yeah, you said 60 and over, didn't you?
Well, really, if 55 and over.
55 and over. Okay, we're there.
Or even if you want to, if you're 50 and you want to come in and say, well, one day I'll be a senior.
Sure.
For those actually under the age of 60, it is a $10 charge for lunch. But at the same time, we have people who will come in at age 59 and say, boy, I can't wait till I turn 60 because I am coming back every day.
Right, right. And it's great meals, too. I mean,
really good meals. Yeah.
That's exciting. It's a fun place to stop by. Okay, I will. By the next time I see you here, I'll have been there.
Oh, I'm holding you to
and
that.
I'll give you the 5-star review at that point for sure. But it is fun. And again, if people, we've talked about this before, the connection part. Mm-hmm. And if people don't make that connection, they don't last very long. Yeah. And as sad as that is, you know, we see that in Rotary. We see that in different civic groups too. And the best cure for loneliness is plugging in.
Yeah.
And there's some people who just don't have the wherewithal or that nudge to do that. But I think once they do it, it's like the electrical current. You know, it's connected that way. And then they say, I want to go back. I want to go back. And I think that leads a more fulfilling life, for one thing.
Right.
Again, you found your old friend or you have those old stories.
Well, and if you know somebody, if you have a neighbor or you have an aunt or uncle or somebody that you know just is not getting out, instead of saying you should go to the senior center, pick them up.
Exactly.
Bring them on down.
Right, exactly. But you do have programs to take meals to people, too, and you need volunteer or drivers for that. Actually,
you do.
They get reimbursed, I think. Yep. But are you okay with volunteers?
We absolutely welcome volunteers.
You need volunteers.
We need volunteers all the time.
Okay. How do they volunteer?
So if you just come in and ask for Ari, she's at our front desk, and she will give you, we do an application, really, so that we can just know who is coming in the door.
Right.
Get an application, let us know what you can do, and we'll get you on the list for volunteering.
Great. Well, Lisa Bond, thank you for coming by again. Lovely. It's great. It's the highlight of my day so far, so thank you for that. And if you were on the show before that, I'd take it back, you know, but Lisa's in front of me right now. And I look forward to talking to all of you and seeing you on the air next week. So thanks for stopping by, and Lisa, have a great time.
Likewise. All right, take care.
So have a good time.